Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show special edition. Filling in this morning for Detox Mansion. I will be here until 1 o'clock today. Special edition 2-hour show of the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusfee Farm Radio. Feel free to give the show a call as always. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. It's a pleasure to be here on a beautiful Sunday morning, wherever you may be, however you may be spending it. Thank you for making this show part of your day. And for those that aren't familiar with my voice, or even me in particular, I am the host of the Shukri Wright Show, which regularly airs Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on these same airwaves at 91.5 FM WMFO. It's a pleasure to join you this morning, and frankly, I am honestly a little bit tired, but I am actually wonderful, believe it or not. One, I want to start off by saying last night's game against the Patriots was an absolute doozy, without question. talk about a game that absolutely had the ebbs and flows. I mean, Patriots falling behind early, as well as some things didn't go their way early on. But it's preseason, not putting heavy stock into it. But there was a lot of things that I saw last night that I really did like, and we have 2 hours to talk about it. So no rush. But I'm going to start off the show how I start off every show that I do, with opening thoughts. You know, last night, during the Patriots comfort behind win down in Tennessee against the Titans, I had a realization of something that these last couple of weeks have certainly brought to my conscience in particular. Life always ties into sports. It always does. One way or another, it does. No question. It always has a funny tendency to remind us all that there are bigger things in life than just sports. Sports, for many of us, we live, breathe, and die with the teams that we root for. And that's part of what makes us so unique as New Englanders, that we wear our hearts on our sleeves. And the number one thing that I've realized is that life is about opportunities. It's about making the most of the opportunities that you have and the opportunity that presents itself. Amazingly enough, last night, as I was watching the Patriots game against the Titans, Brady didn't start last night. And we'll get into that a little later on in the show. So it was a lot of the backups and the rookies who played last night. And it really got me thinking, what a tremendous opportunity that they've been given. They've been blessed with a tremendous opportunity to show what they can do. You know? And one of the most amazing things that stood out to me was that they weren't just happy to just be in the game. However, it was certainly more of, this is what I can do. This is what I bring to the table. And you know something? I'm going to make the most of it. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to want and desire chances given to us no matter how long it takes. And sometimes it takes a little longer than others. But the real test is, what are you going to do when you have that opportunity presented in front of you? This is why last night was truly an eye-opener on so many fronts. And I'm not looking at it from so much of an X and O's perspective. That's not where I'm going. Where I'm going with this is that you realize you have guys who have had long dreams, lifelong dreams of playing in the NFL. And here they are, trying to crack a 53-man roster spot. And they're making the most of the opportunities that is presented in front of them. And what more can you ask for? Because think about it this way. You have 90 people interviewing for 53 spots or 53 jobs. Life is about opportunities. And 90 men on the Patriots last night, or even in this situation and during this training camp, are trying to show coaches what they can do and what they bring to the table. And that's what it's about. And when you have a game like last night where it was the rookies in large part who led the way, it's a beautiful reminder that you don't get here by accident. You get here by working hard and working your tail off to earn, not get, earn your keeps. And one of the things that we tend to forget as society is that there is so much value in developing a tremendous work ethic. We have to get out of this mindset as a whole, as a collective whole, of thinking that everything is going to be given to us. That's not the case. That's not the case for any profession. Whether if it's football, baseball, pro sports, college sports, high school sports, peewee league, any type of competition, and even in corporate America. We feel that because we come from X, Y, and Z, or we have A, B, C, we are entitled. We're entitled to X, Y, and Z privileges. And the beautiful thing about sports is that it makes you compete. It makes you work. It'll unveil whether if you're one that loves to work or if you're lazy and just relying on your talent. Talent enough isn't enough. You have to have that drive. You have to have that drive. Because the decision that you make today will impact your tomorrow. No question. And it will. And the beautiful thing about preseason, and especially with the way that it's now shaped up, with August 31st being the day that you find out if you've made the team or not, where rosters go from 90 men to 53 men roster, that's when you realize if your goals have come to fruition or not. There's only one way to find out. The beautiful thing about sports is that it has a way of unearthing unlikely heroes. The walk-ons to the star, one who goes from bagging groceries from a local grocery market to playing in the CFL, to becoming a legend. You never know. It's about opportunities. And how do you handle adversity when it strikes? How do you handle rejection? How do you handle being told, I'm sorry, we just don't think you'll be a good fit here? This happens every year in the NFL. It does. It's part of the harsh reality of professional football. However, what it comes down to is, do you just quit and give up? Or do you continue to work? You put your head down, you continue to show up to work every day. That's what it's about. And that's what separates the mediocre to the good. And what separates the good from the great is that willingness to and the desire and the push to want to get better every single day, to always have that proverbial chip on your shoulder, even after you've already got it. That's what it's all about. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter how knowledgeable you are. It doesn't matter how well or how much you think you prepare, or you think you've put in the work. There's always someone that's going to be more talented than you are. But it should never, ever be a reason why they should outwork you. And this is what it's all about, especially in preseason. You have a dream. You're presented with an opportunity. What do you do? What are you going to do to make the most out of it? And here we are as we enter the final third of the month of August with week two of the preseason wrapping up tonight. There are many people who wish to be in the spots that these 90 men on all 32 teams across the league are in. And then there are the 90 men themselves who push and work hard to show exactly what he can do to earn a job on that 53-man roster. Life is about recognizing what you're capable of, harnessing that potential, and as well as continue to put in the time and the work and the effort day in and day out, no matter what happens. Always remember that doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete or not. Always remember that somehow, some way, if you continue to put in the work and you work hard, sooner than later, you'll be recognized for it. You have to have faith that it will. And also, always, always, always do whatever you can to make sure that you're in the best position possible to succeed. Sometimes you have to create those opportunities yourself, and that makes it even better. Because sometimes there's beauty in struggle. There's beauty in having to grow from struggle. It unveils things that you didn't know about yourself and the strength that you thought that you didn't even have. And I'll tell you something. It pushes you towards greatness. And you have to recognize it within yourself first. Exactly who you are, what you bring to the table, and what your worth is. And you work. And that's what these men are doing. Working. Coming up next. It was the rookie show last night in Nashville for the Patriots. We're going to talk about that and much more coming up on a special edition of the Shukri Wright Show, filling in for Detox Mansion. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
We can beat it. Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show Special Edition, filling in for Detox Manson. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Before we continue, we gotta send our thoughts and prayers to former NFL running back Cedric Benson. Many of you may remember him from his days playing with the Cincinnati Bengals. He tragically passed away late Saturday night in a motorcycle accident. He was 36 years old. I personally remember him from when he was a Bengal, you know, playing all those years with Carson Palmer, and you know, it's certainly a very tragic and sad situation for sure. So I just want to simply take the time out to send my thoughts and prayers to the Benson family, to everyone that's known him personally, from the time that he was here with us. Certainly, you'll definitely be very missed. Cedric Benson passed away last night at the age of 36 in a motorcycle crash. We're gonna play a PSA for you just real quick, and then we'll be right back.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone
older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright filling in for Detox Mansion. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I can't believe that we are about to enter week 3 of the preseason for the Patriots already. Are you kidding me? Like, seriously. Seriously. This week is a short week for the Patriots, and here's why. Because their next game is this coming Thursday at home. First home preseason game of the preseason. And they play the Carolina Panthers at 7:30 at Gillette Stadium Thursday night. Which, by the way, not to sound quote-unquote corny or anything like that, it's the start of a three-game quote-unquote home stand, quote-unquote. The last two games will be at home against the Carolina Panthers and the New York Giants, week 3 and week 4, August 22nd and August 29th. And then they open the season at home, national television, Sunday Night Football. They unveil their 6th Super Bowl banner at Gillette Stadium to start off the 2019 regular season for the New England Patriots. So, while we're still here talking about the Patriots and as well as the preseason, I just want to give you guys a reminder. You can call in the show, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Last night was all about the rookies. And I talked about it in spurts during the opening segment. And one of the things that I continue to really like, and there is one player in particular on the defensive side of the ball, and I want to just start off by saying this quickly. I don't know how many of you have been paying attention, but Chase Winovich, that that kid, that guy, he has a knack for getting after the quarterback. I mean, I personally couldn't help but be truly amazed how many times he was able to get to the quarterback, whether it be a sack or force or quarterback hurry and so forth. Like, it was just truly amazing to watch. Like, truly. And I believe that Vucevic, if he in fact makes his 53-man roster, and there's no reason why at this point that he shouldn't, I really believe that he is going to make this Patriots pass rush all the more dangerous. No questions asked. And a defense in which that is already just stacked as is, how do you not like what you've seen out the kid? It's hard not to. I mean, being completely honest there. You know, and I just think and believe that Belichick may have hit a home run on this draft pick of Chase Vucevic. You know? And looking at this guy, he was drafted in the third round. He went to Michigan. And the thing that I really like is his motor. His motor is truly, truly something to watch. You know? Now, I'm not going to get all crazy and say, well, he's going to be the next Clay Matthews. Woohoo! I know he's got the long hair. He's got this machismo look to him and whatnot. However, I'm telling you, don't be surprised if Vucevic ends up being a starter. Don't be surprised. Because with the way that he's played, getting the sacks, also, not to mention his ability to force the quarterback to make decisions sooner than he thought he would like to, it's hard not to like what you've seen. But there were other rookies who really stood out to me last night, and I'm gonna pinpoint a couple of them real quick. JoJuwan Williams is one, for example, the cornerback who we talked about yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour for the 1 hour fill-in that I did. And he definitely made progress last night. You know? And last night, he broke up two passes on the first three possessions, which was something that I really enjoyed watching, especially when the Patriots had some struggles early on defensively, you know, keeping the Titans out of the end zone. Again, you can call in the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And the thing with Williams is that, yeah, he has length. He's 6'3" and whatnot. And right now he's the fourth cornerback. But, however, you have to consider the fact that Keon Crossan is another guy who could be as well as a candidate. But frankly, Crossan, up until this point, he's been very inconsistent. Very. So at this point in matter, I'm not declaring that positions are all decided and all that fun stuff. But what I am saying is that right now, I was just saying hypothetically, if you had to make a decision in terms of who would get that fourth cornerback spot on the roster, on the 53-man roster, right now is JoJuwan Williams. He gets that nod, in my opinion. And feel free to offer your thoughts as well. Call in. 855-915-9636 is the number. Lines are open. And another guy who stood out to me last night and watching the game was That was not a sound effect, but that was an actual train. Go figure. Another guy who stood out to me was Jakobi Meyers. Jakobi Meyers, rookie receiver, in which he had an important two-point conversion for the Patriots last night. He ended up finishing the game with 6 catches and 82 yards. But when you talk about the receiver position, as we've talked about yesterday, in terms of how depleted it is right now until Josh Gordon is cleared to officially play again in terms of being in football shape to play in a game. As a reminder, he was reinstated back into the league on Friday night. Meyers has shown that at this point, he does bring value. He brings value to the Patriots and at that position in which that, listen, with the injury that they've had, the guys like Edelman, for example, and not to mention the guys like Demaryius Thomas, who's still on the PUP list, last time I checked, he has shown that, you know, he's not just an extra body out there. Although he is, but he showed value at the same time. And also, not to mention again, and I mentioned it yesterday, but this is really beginning to piss me off. Honestly, I don't understand what is it with the Patriots lately in regards to the penalties. They had 12 penalties last week in their win against the Lions. They had 12 penalties again last night. And honestly, I really have to believe that it's driving Bill Belichick absolutely crazy. For a team that prides itself on playing clean, sound, fundamental football, for them to have seen the holding penalties, false starts, all that nonsense, it's got to be a pause for concern at this point. Not to the point where this team is going to struggle or anything like that, but those 99 yards could have been critical. Could have been absolutely critical for you last night. But that's what happens when you're playing from behind. You can't afford to have these stupid penalties. Inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. So if you're the Patriots, I gotta wonder, at what point do you get this fixed? Because you got Carolina coming in on Thursday night. You have a very short week ahead. This can't continue to be an issue that plagues this team. I get it's preseason. I'm not putting a ton of stock into it. But come on. This is getting ridiculous. Clean it up. Let's go. Come on. Coming up next. We mentioned that it is a very short week coming up for the Patriots. So how did it impact the Patriots last night in their decision making in regards to who plays and who didn't play? That and much more, and your phone calls at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This is the Shukri Wright Show, filling in for Detox Mansion. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
sweet Cecile.
Hi, this is Pete
and Jay,
and you're listening to
WMFO
Medford 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace, silently. And I know someone's used these words.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into The Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, filling in for Detox Mansion. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here today until 1 o'clock. Feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We're going to talk about who didn't play last night, but the reason behind it. You know, I have always been one who really enjoys being able to look at the story behind the story, you know. And to many, this isn't a big deal. And I'm not making this to be a bigger deal than what it really is. That's not what I'm here to do. But the fact that many of the starters didn't play last night, well, definitely drew some eyebrows. It did. But the reason behind it made a lot of sense. Allow me to explain. Guys like Brady, Michael Bennett, Sony Michel, and the guys who are working their way back from the PUP list. A lot of the starters didn't play last night, and you would think that a lot of them would have played, considering it's week two of the preseason. They need to get their work in and so forth, which is understandable. But think about this for a moment. The Patriots have a game this coming Thursday night. It's preseason. You don't want to burn your guys out. Considering that you don't have a lot of days in full pads like you used to. So I'm pretty sure the thinking in terms of the Patriots coaching staff, especially Belichick, had to have been, it's a short week. We're going to give the backups and the rookies trying to make the roster a lot of the playing time. And it made sense. And I know yesterday I mentioned it on the show that the Patriots playing Tom Brady or not was definitely going to be an interesting decision. And I was going to see if he was going to play or not. But he didn't play, obviously. And again, the reason behind it, it simply made too much sense. It made too much sense. And especially for a guy who's 42 years old, and you got a short week ahead, you got today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 days. And that's presuming that they obviously don't practice after playing the game last night. So take that out. It says you got 3 days. And then game day on Thursday. So it makes a great deal of sense in terms of the thinking of the Patriots staff that they decided that they were not going to play a lot of the starters. So you had guys like Jacoby Myers, Chase Winovich, you know, Isaiah Lynn playing, you know, working his way back from injury, which was really, really, he played very well last night. He really did. You know, he was terrific in the pass protection. He was terrific in terms of run blocking. He played very well for his first game back in about a year, in almost a year. So, with that being said, the Patriots know that they had to manage. They had to manage to the players in terms of what they're going to expect this week and as well as week three, as we all know, the importance of really making your mark, and especially for the starters, to get into game shape in terms of getting game time and being able to have that in-game connection and being able to make that, have that chemistry and so forth. So with that being said, it was a wise decision, a smart one, by the Patriots to not play the starters predominantly, but rather the backups and their rookies. Totally understandable. Now, I want to start off by getting into this next point, and I just thought of this actually. In terms of the Patriots, one of the things that I'm most intrigued by for this upcoming season for the Patriots is the first month of the season. And feel free to call in and give me your thoughts at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. One of the things that we know about the Patriots, and especially in the last several years, is that they got off to very slow starts. Very. Especially in September. So that is why I am very genuinely intrigued by how the Patriots will get off to a start. You know? What kind of start will the Patriots get off to? And one of the things that, you know, like when I look at the schedule for the Patriots for the 2019 season, and I'm specifically talking about the first four weeks of September, in September, I can't help but think, if there was a year that the Patriots should get up to a much better start than they have had in years past, I think this season would be it. Why do you say that? Well, let's take a look at the schedule. And the schedule is presented by Patriots and the Patriots.com website. The Patriots, first four games of the season. And I'm going to give you the dates, the time, and the TV network that it'll be on. So listen carefully. Ready? Week one, Sunday, September 8th. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC, locally here on NBC Boston. They got the Pittsburgh Steelers, week one at home at Gillette, Sunday, September 8th. Week two, now this is where it gets interesting. Week two, Sunday, September 15th, 1 p.m. Eastern time. They're in Miami playing the Dolphins. That game is on CBS. Just something to keep in mind. Week three. Ready? Week three, Sunday, September 9th. Sorry, week three, Sunday, September 22nd. Pardon me, forgive me for that one. 1 o'clock Eastern against the New York Jets. That game is on CBS. And then week four, Sunday, September 29th, 1 o'clock Eastern against the Buffalo Bills. In Buffalo, by the way. That game on CBS. So with that being said, I want to run off the first four games that the Patriots will be playing against next month. Week one, Pittsburgh, home. Week two, Miami Dolphins, in Miami. Week three, New York Jets, home. Week four, in Buffalo, against the Bills. So, in layman's terms, the Patriots, 3 out of the first 4 weeks of the season, all division matchups in Miami, home against the Jets, week 4 against Buffalo. And the Patriots, and we know this, as Patriots fans, we all know that the Patriots have historically gotten off to slow starts in September for reasons that are too many to list right now, and I'm not going to bother to get into it. This year, I do really believe that this is a one-time opportunity where they have a chance to get up to a pretty good start. And if you think I'm crazy, I want to go out on a limb right now and say that they're gonna start off 3-1. Huh? 3-1? So let me ask you this. So who are they gonna lose to? Honestly, I hate to say this, but there isn't a Patriots fan out there listening or anywhere in New England that does not know that the Patriots historically in the last few years, for whatever reason, have had trouble in Miami against the Dolphins. I don't know why. And for some odd reason, I just believe that that game in Miami, don't get me started on last year's game in Miami, how that ended. Something funky is going to happen. I just have that feeling where September, fall hasn't really crept in yet, that the Patriots in Miami, let's face it, it's going to be 90 degrees and that sweltering heat. I don't trust it. Not to say that I don't think that the Patriots can win that game, but looking at the Pats and Dolphins matchup in Miami historically in the last few years, they just seem to not be able to put it all together in Miami. That it's always, the Dolphins have always seemingly given them this team fits in the last couple of years. But all in all, I do think and believe that this team can get out to a 3-1 start. Get out to a good start, at least. I really do believe that. But of course, games are not determined based on predictions and prognostics, but rather it's decided on the field. So feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, not 815-915-9636. I'm here until 1 o'clock. Phone line is open. And coming up next, we're going to shift gears, actually, for the final hour, as I'm here until 1 o'clock. We're going to talk Red Sox. And I got a little treat. I got a little treat for you guys later in the show. So you're gonna wanna stay tuned in for this one. I wanna do something a little different. Actually, very different. It's Sunday. It's Sunday afternoon. It's a sports talk show. But you know what? Why not live a little? I wanna do something quite different, actually, for the first time since I started on these airwaves. And quite frankly, I really would love for you guys to have a little fun with me. As a matter of fact, follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes, as at S-H-U-K-R-I Writes, W-R-I-G-H-T-S. Follow me there on Twitter. I want to have a little fun with you guys beginning around 12:30. So stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of Red Sox and the news that broke yesterday in regards to one of the starters. That and much more coming up next on the Shukri Writes Show, filling in for Detox Mansion. This is Shukri Writes. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.